This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 25th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Advisory Opinion 2017-02, War Chest, LLC. We're prepared to receive. Is there any comment from council?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Walther. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Agenda document 1721A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by War Chest LLC. The requester asked several questions regarding the application of the Act and Commission regulations to a proposal to offer political committees a web-based bank deposit program that would invest political committee funds into FDIC-insured money market accounts. The draft concludes that the requester may provide the services described in the request, but that political committees may not use their investment trust accounts with the requester as campaign depositories. The draft also concludes that the political committees would not be required to list the subcustodian banks as depositories on their statements of organizations, though political committees would be required to list the intermediary depository at which each political committee would have its own account. We did not receive any comments on the request and one comment on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Goodman.
Welcome, Mr. Terrell. How are you?
Morning, Commissioner.
Would just appreciate your reaction to the draft.
So, first of all, thanks for having me here this morning to answer questions. Happy to answer any questions you might have. I know it's sort of a technical banking issues at play here. We're fine with the draft. I think this is a terrific product that gives peace of mind to committees and donors alike on the safekeeping of their funds. And so we're fine with the draft. We were primarily concerned with the need to add depository accounts every single time hundreds of additional accounts were added, which would be obviously administratively burdensome, and I'm glad the commission realized that. And so we're fine with the draft. We're fine with draft A as is. I appreciate the comments submitted yesterday by the Credit Union National Association. I believe they have sort of a similar product, but this is a product that allows committees peace of mind. With all the money, millions of dollars going into committees these days, especially super PACs, and the Act contemplates the need to have FDIC insurance on the depository, but so much of that money exceeds the $250,000 limit, and so this enables those committees to have peace of mind and have their funds fully insured through the program.
Commissioner Weintraub.
So the answer to question two is no. You're okay with that?
We're fine with that. Initially, our request stated that the trust company was regulated under the state banking regulations in Colorado. We understand that the commission sort of parsed that out, and there are definitions of a state bank under the regulations in Colorado. And so The primary concern of the client was not that issue. It was the administratively burdensome need to add depository accounts and statements of organization. And so we're fine with as is. That's the question, too.
Okay.
Any further comment? Well, thanks very much. I guess you didn't need to make the trip, but...
I'm right across the street, Mr. Chairman, so this is fine.
You work in the FBI?
All right, do we have a motion? That Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move approval of Agenda Document 17-21-A.
Thank you. Hearing nothing, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.